the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Hey, second week of March. Hey, Bob, the fish are going to start running in the river as soon as we get that temperature, that spring run. And it's a great time to be out and go fishing when the ice is gone and the water's still cold. And you can catch some great salmon and steelhead in a spring run. So maybe you're one of those guys that you go out and do that, or your family, somebody in your family or a buddy goes out and catches a few salmon or a few steelhead, and they bring you a fillet. And you're like, boy, I really like salmon, but where do I go from here?
Yeah, I myself personally, I'm more of a steelhead fan because I used to go on the Red Boat charters out of Grand Haven decades ago, and Bill Draper was like the greatest charter captain in the world. And he would always make sure we got some steelies on along with the salmon. But this dude had a generator on his boat, and he would fire it up after we caught our first mirror. He had a cleaning board on the stern,
right,
and he would clean the first one right there and throw the guts in the live well because they had to show DNR, and he'd fillet one up into cubes. He'd roll it in Progresso, fire up the generator, put his little fry daddy on, and he'd drop those breaded cubes of either salmon or steelhead in that oil, and then they'd come out and he'd hit them with lemon pepper and Mrs. Dash, and you could not stop. Well, lemon pepper and Mrs. Dash on little cubes of Progresso breaded salmon.
Right.
I mean, fantastic, fresh. Anyway, so maybe you're going to want to try and do, you say, gosh, I love smoked salmon. I love salmon dip. Yada, yada, yada. Everybody wants salmon now. I feel sorry for the poor little things because Hollywood made them famous or somebody.
Well, they've been in Michigan forever. And I grew up eating salmon. You did too. And a lot of people do. But grilling it or preparing it, the first way you talked about is very popular with a deep fried chunk of it.
Sure.
And it's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful. I'm not a big guy to have too much batter. My wife likes the sticky beer batter.
Of course she does.
But to me, I want more fish, less batter. She's the other way around.
Well, here was a little aside that Bill Draper used to teach us. When he was cleaning that fish, he'd go down along the side, and you'll see a black line that goes down the side of a fish.
Yep.
And that's the nerve, that's the exoskeletal nerve trunk, okay?
It's on a fillet on both sides.
It's on every side, and when you cut that fillet in half, if you look at that from a cross-sectional, you'll notice the skin goes, and then it makes a wave chart blip up right there, and the meat is kind of brown there.
Yep.
And that's always the meat I cut out. I don't want that brown-looking stuff.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but number one, as soon as we'd kill that fish, he'd go in there, and he'd cut that thing out right there, and he swore that stopped the rigor mortis, which is what created the fishy smell and flavor. And I trust Bill Draper because he was a wise sage. And that fish that we did on those boats, if you do that, you cut that nerve out, cut that vein, that exoskeletal trunk.
Yeah, and let me tell you that the exact same thing we do with walleye. Okay, you take the fillet off the side, you turn it over and skin it, and you got a side of the fish. And you'll see that brown, I call it a mud line, but it's not mud.
Yeah,
but
we call it a mud line too.
But what happens is if you take your knife and you, from the tail end, you cut on either side of that, and you got like a little tab, like on a zipper.
Yep.
Put your fingers on both sides of the cut, pull it right away from you. That'll come out in one piece.
It will.
And it's the same thing. It takes the strong fishy taste out of the fillets.
I think
walleye's never fishy, but it helps. I mean, I don't fillet fish with walleyes without taking that out of there.
Good.
It makes a big difference in the flavor when you've got them, you know, you freeze them or you bag them up later.
So I know we said we were going to do grilling tips, but actually prepping your food is a huge tip. And if you have fresh meat, if you have, in this case, fresh fish,
right?
I think these are very valid points. And
right.
I don't know anybody who says, oh, I love salmon because it's so strong. No.
Right.
No.
Right.
So anyway, let's say maybe you're afraid to do a steelhead or a salmon on the smoker. Well, let's say maybe you don't have a smoker and you're trying to make that next step, or you're just very cautious. Maybe you're not afraid.
Well,
maybe you're just
salmon's
cautious.
$12.99 to $15.99 a pound, and you got a 3-pound fillet. You're messing with a $50 piece of meat,
right?
Right. So you kind of want to know what you're doing. And so I think where we're going next is the one of the nicest ways for one for presentation, but two for flavor and three for ease of cooking is a cedar plank.
So what I'm going to do in that case is I'm going to make sure I take the skin off that filet.
Yep.
I know you're not a fan of that. If you're going to throw it on the grill without a cedar plank, leave the skin on it.
Yep.
Just cook it skin side down as long as you can stand it. Grill lid shut, lemons, herbs, all that stuff on top. Cook it till it's done. Pull it off. Now you have a serving platform because that skin turned stiff. You've got actually something to pick your meat off of.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right.
I like to get the skin off it if I'm going to smoke it because I love the flavor imparted from cedar.
Right.
Because I'm not a big salmon fan unless I catch it fresh and I get that nerve out of there and I make sure it's brined and all these things. I'm a wimp about – that's why I don't like trout. It smells like trout.
Yep.
Salmon is the trout.
Right. And salmon is really good if you prepare it right. You bounced on a lot of things there. The cedar
That's
plank.
What I do.
Right. The cedar plank, if you're preparing that, you want to soak that in water if you're putting it right on your grill because it'll catch fire if it's dry. If you give it a half hour in the sink, set a big heavy coffee mug on it so it stays submerged in the water. Or if you're a real connoisseur, buy yourself a bottle of cheap bourbon, like 10 high or something like that, and put that in the stopper in the sink. Put enough of it in there to get over top of that platter, that plank, and it will soak that up, and it'll give you a wonderful little whiskey smoke, and it's easy. Don't do it with one of your high-end bourbons.
Or you could just buy some cedar whiskey, maybe.
Well, I don't know if they make that. But, yeah, just drink it and forget the fish, yeah. Throw it in the trash, and sit and drink whiskey all
Barf
afternoon.
Your guts
well,
up.
There's that, Barf too. Your guts right? up. I guess that's probably the best tip we've given you all day, right?
So
there,
if you're taking this, the reason I like to take the skin off is because when I used cedar planks the first few times, I noticed that white milk coming out.
Yep.
And I just thought that was gross.
Right.
I don't want that as a presentation, for one thing.
Right.
But I had my very first cedar.
And that's fat, is all that is the fat is rendering out of the salmon, because salmon is a fatty fish, and that white milk that you're talking about as the fish cooks, it's escaping, right? It's like any protein.
I think there's more than fat there.
I don't know. I think there's a layer of fat, but no, between a layer of fat between the skin and the fish.
Well, I'm just thinking if fat's rendering, it'd be runny and liquid.
Well, it's coming out. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the cedar plank. I had my first one at the grand opening of the Flat River Grill. And I had always wanted to try it. They made beautiful little salmon fillets on cedar planks. And I thought, wow, this made salmon tolerable for me. That aromatic cedar will do that. And here's a little tip. You don't have to go out and buy these expensive grilling planks. You can go to the lumber yard and buy some loose cedar shakes. They actually work better. When we did that one, when we discovered our salmon, our fish flambé up at Houghton Lake, it was shakes because they're thin on the edge. Even though we soaked them, that edge burn up quick, and where the fish was, it didn't catch fire. But on the edges, it caught fire, and it just made everybody laugh. And it was a great, it was a great show. We were in showbiz that day.
Yeah, we were serving them while they were flaming.
Yeah,
we did that at my beers and barbecue too. You remember that? People were amazed. It's like, look, this thing's on fire. This guy's bringing it off the grill. There's a plank on fire. Oh, there's a piece of fish in the middle of it. Set it down. The fire goes out, and then you eat the fish.
And the ladies' dress catches on fire. That wasn't cool.
I don't remember that,
but. Because you were into the bourbon.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
could have been.
Taking the skin off is the thought if you're using cedar. If you're not and you're going to try fish on your grill, that means you've got sort of a hot surface. Those are just things to think about.
Right.
If you're new at it.
Yeah, if you're putting it on the grill, oil it up a little bit because it may stick. Coming up next, we're going to switch over to the hog. Everybody, this is a great place to start your barbecue because pork is one of the least expensive meats on the market still, and it's okay to mess one up. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.